Woke up quick at about noon Wednesday. Who's Right's gonna go live soon. I gotta do some shit before the show begins. I'm a boomer and married, so I have no friends. Opened up the score, damn, new went blind.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, dude?
Did you just call me dude?
Yep. Is that not cool anymore? Is it not cool to call people dude anymore?
Brah. Call me brah.
Whatever, brah.
So, how is isolation treating you?
Good. Everything is going great. Working on building a pedal board for my guitar pedals, and it's great. Everything's great.
A Geppetto board, like Pinocchio?
Yep, that too. pedal for my bike pedals. I need to store all my different bike pedals.
So you wait a minute. You said you're building a pedal board?
Yes.
Is that just a board to hold all your pedals?
Yes.
So are you making it out of wood?
Yes.
Oh, so you're just screwing your fucking pedals to a piece of plywood, right?
It's not plywood.
2x4?
No, we bought my daughter a new bed, and I tore apart her old bed frame. I'm cutting that up and making a pedal board out of it.
Are you going to post your pedal board when it's done?
I can, yeah.
I really want to see that. Are you staining it or anything?
I haven't decided.
So what goes into this project for you? I'm curious about your woodworking skills.
Non-existent. Well, what goes into it? So I've cut 4 pieces of wood so far. That's all you need, 4 pieces of wood. I got to sand everything and make everything look pretty and screw it all together. I'll take pictures of it when I'm done.
Can you do a... like a step-by-step, like write a tutorial so I know how to make one?
Yep. Step one, buy too many pedals.
So I checked in over on Manbrain.
Uh-huh.
Have you listened over there at all?
No.
So he's got the Who's Right Extended Universe Patreon going on.
Yeah.
And he has made everything free.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So
that was nice of him.
So what he essentially, he has devalued our show.
Touche. I don't know. You're going to have to explain that one to me.
All right. So if you charge somebody for something, you are saying this is worth money.
Yes.
If you just give it to them for no reason, the only thing worse than that is paying somebody to listen to your shit.
So when Dave starts paying people to listen, then we're really screwed. But it's not our shit. It's our shit in name only.
So that you know, Brandon, he is he's one of our listeners.
Yes.
He was the guy that was going to help us out with our cassette extravaganza.
Yeah.
So he was on the after show. God, this is so complicated. Okay. So we record our show on Wednesday. Then after our show, we jump into a chat or a voice chat with some of our listeners. And then after we leave that, Dave continues the conversation with them to follow up on whatever. And it was a fucking argument about Brandon. Something about us not knowing how to fucking run a podcast or something. I don't know.
Are you serious?
Yes.
So that was Brandon was saying that?
Yes.
Really? Huh. That's awesome.
You specifically.
Oh, sweet. that's even better.
So I think, like, you would agree with him, right?
That I don't know how to run a podcast?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, what I'm curious about is why he would come at you like that. I mean... To sit in an environment that's supposed to be catered
safe,
to
a
us.
Safe space?
Yes.
safe space for us.
It should be our safe space.
Right. The only thing I can think of is that he feels slighted because I haven't corresponded with him at all.
Is there anything that you want to say to Brandon before we move on?
No. I mean, just knock it off. Just stop. Just be cool.
All right.
I mean, I don't know. We've already been over this a million times. I don't know how to run a podcast. It's cool. If you're going to talk shit, come up with something unique, and something that's going to hurt my feelings.
All right. So I made all that up about Brandon, by the way. I was just trying to get you to talk shit about him.
Awesome. That's even better.
And you fucking failed.
I count that as a win. I'm turning over a new leaf.
So, and, no, anyway, I don't know if it was just a one-off or not, but Dave went back to actually having a Who's Right wrap-up show where they talk about the episode.
Oh, okay.
And it was the last week's episode, which is when I said that I was leaving because it was fucking April Fool's. People are fucking retarded.
Uh-huh. People are too stupid to get it. I don't even think that I did a good job of playing along.
Kaya definitely didn't.
I thought I ruined the joke, and like
I told Kaya, you know, well, you're going to have to get used to that schedule. Why? No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
No, you remember we just talked about this off the air like 5 minutes ago before we got started? Remember that?
I forgot. Yeah. Dum-dums. It was April 1st. So Doug's still here. Next week he's taking off, though.
If you want to, I'm going to try to remember to put a link to the Man Brain Patreon over on our episode description. Uh-huh. So you can get over there and get signed up for free.
Why would you do that?
Why what?
Why wouldn't you do that when he was charging people? Now that it's free, you're driving people over? And you're devaluing our shit.
No, I put a link to it. If you ever put together a fucking episode description, you know that I put links on in it, motherfucker.
Oh shit!
I'm trying to fucking support Dave. How else am I supposed to support him? I can't even go over there and get the shit for free. He's not charging for it. Go loot his fucking ass. I don't give a shit. Fuck it. Don't go over there.
So how many podcasts are on the Who's Right Extended Universe?
I have no fucking. I don't care.
All right. even if you knew yesterday, you wouldn't know today. It's 12 more, I'm sure.
I'm supporting Dave and maybe PJ Access. I like maybe a couple of them.
You said maybe? You're not really sure?
Well, I mean, you know what I meant.
I like, what's his name? Laugh Track. I think he's funny. I like him. Genuinely likable guy.
Oh, I've been trying to get him on the show and he won't fucking come on.
That's too bad.
I like having a show because I can say whatever I want. It don't have to be true or anything. Anyway.
He's going to be like, Doug, I'll come on. I'll come on right now.
So I don't remember what I was going to say. Give me a second. Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
All right. Man brain check. All right, we got a lot of shit to get through here.
Yeah.
Should we?
Too much stuff on here.
I wonder if we did our new patrons now and got that out of the way to make sure we don't forget. Do not let me forget to do the patrons at the end.
Got it.
All right. If you forget, uh-huh. if we end this episode without me thanking the new patrons,
uh-huh.
I quit. This is really, I mean it this time.
So look for that.
I'm serious. I'll fucking quit.
I'm serious. I'll do it.
Nobody even fucking believes me anymore.
Nope.
Okay. So, essential items.
Oh, God. Essential. Is anything, have you ordered anything from Amazon?
Yes. Quite a bit.
Have you not received anything? They've sent
quite a,
you?
Yes. Quite a bit.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Never mind then. I was going to say, it didn't seem like there's everything that we've ever ordered or everything that we've ordered. Just comes, just normal. Nothing. No, change.
No, it, I've never like been told you can't order this cause it's not essential. I just here recently, I've had a lot of shit that gets lost in the mail. Like more in the last 2 months than in the 50 years that I've been using Amazon.
You're like a pioneer.
And it's so fucking annoying. Like, okay, so I'll order whatever the fuck it is. Something from Manscaped, I guess. I don't know. I'll order something and, you know, Amazon Prime, you check your tracking. It'll be there in 2 days. You get an email that says it's order received. An email that says it's shipped. Uh-huh. And then you go on and check your fucking account and your current orders on Amazon, and it says we'll be there tomorrow by 9 p.m. or 7 p.m. or whatever, and then fucking 7 o'clock rolls around on that day, and you look at it, and it says it'll be here by 7. It's already after fucking 7. Then you check it again, and it says, I'm sorry, it seems it's been lost in the mail. Motherfucker, you were tracking it right up to my fucking door, and now you've lost it.
So have you checked your neighbor's house? Maybe they're hoarding your shit.
And the fucking shitty thing is it doesn't just – I have not had any luck – finding a button that just says, okay, reorder or give me my fucking money. You have to go through the little messaging system with them. And it's like, is this the, you know, it's like, okay, so I ordered a fucking screwdriver and it didn't show up. And then it says, is this the thing you have a problem with? And they're showing me a bottle of fucking lube or something. And it's, no, I don't. And you can't talk to anybody. You just got a fucking system that you're dealing with. So then you got to push, keep scrolling, scrolling, scrolling until you find the fucking screwdriver. And then you push the fucking screwdriver. And then somebody comes on and says, like, what was wrong? Was the quality bad? No, I don't fucking have it. I just want it.
What's the question? Yes, I want to return it, please.
So, and then I bought a, it was a super, not super expensive, relatively expensive electric dog fence.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have four dogs, but it was three dogs that were going to be controlled by the fence.
Sure.
So it gets here, and it's the one with two dogs. It's a two-dog system. Okay, I got three dogs, because that's why I ordered the three-dog system. So it fucking gets here, and I open everything up, and the only difference between the three-dog system and the two-dog system is a fucking collar. One extra collar. So it fucking gets here, and there's two fucking collars. So I get on there, and I'd say, hey, please send me my other fucking collar. And they say, no, you need the three-dog system. Right. That's what I ordered. You're right. That's what I need. You're right. But it here say then too, just send me the fucking collar and we'll call it fucking square. I had to repackage the whole fucking thing. And I opened boxes like a goddamn Neanderthal, but I had to repackage everything and get a fucking sticker sent. And then you have UPS come here. They come to my part of the country like once every three fucking months.
They hardly know where it is.
And then it was like, I don't know, sometime later, I tracked the thing back and seen that it was fucking returned and all that. And then sometime later, fucking Amazon calls me and says, hey, or they send me an email. If you don't send this thing back in the next, 3 hours, we're going to charge you $700. It's like, fucking bitch, you got it. I don't got it. You got it.
So, and what, everybody talks about how great Amazon is. What do you get for doing Amazon's work, sending their shit back when they get it wrong? Do they pay you? Do you work for Amazon now when you package up the shit that they do wrong?
So in this situation, I got myself a pretty good refund.
Oh, okay.
Like $3.
You have to buy the three system or whatever?
No, so they sent me the three dog system before I returned the two dog system. Then I returned the two dog system. And then quite some time later, they started fucking harassing me and sending their little cocksuckers here trying to break my kneecaps over the money for the two-dog system. I was so fucking pissed. And I had the fucking slip that was dropped off by UPS when they picked up the two-dog system. And they're like, there's no record of them coming to pick you up or pick it up. I said, I've got the paper right here. Look, I'm looking at it. I'm talking on the phone with this motherfucker. I'm like, I've got the paper right here. Would you like me to read you the numbers? No, our system should have it. But you told me your system don't have it. I have it.
I have it.
You want it. I have it. I'm willing to give it to you. You're not willing to accept it. Then he says, fine. Yeah, just give me the number. So I read the number to him, and he says, no, it's not in our system.
God, don't you just want to bang the phone against the fucking wall? Fuck. Looks like we're dealing with Angry Doug today. fucking Amazon.
What's your? How often do you use it?
Amazon?
Yeah.
We order a couple things a month usually. I don't not that much. We don't order anything that we need. I don't really. It's super convenient. I don't want to say I don't like it because I do. It's super convenient. They have everything you need, but I hate shopping on there because let's say I'm looking for a pair of headphones. I type in headphones. Every the first 6,000 pages are the cheapest, shittiest Chinese made headphones. In order to find, like, and they all have 5-star reviews, and all the reviews are fucking great. So it's like they're pushing you to buy just the cheapest Chinese garbage. And that's not what I want. I want a decent pair of headphones. Just, I don't need fucking 50,000 choices.
Yeah, listen here, Amazon. We should be able to filter out the races of people that made the shit that we don't want to buy.
No. It's okay. All made in China. I understand that. But there's good China and bad China.
Okay, we should be able to filter by good China, bad China. Right. Same with the Viet Cong. You should be able to filter out. You don't want anything made by the bad Viet Cong.
No, it's King Kong. I don't know what you're talking about, but it's King Kong. Or Donkey Kong, I guess. Viet Cong. Is that even a word?
I don't know. I thought that we were going to head somewhere funny with that, and then you shit all over with fucking Donkey Kong? Yeah. Fucking retard.
Looks like we're dealing with Angry Doug today.
I guess I'm going to try to pull some more nectar out of this plum or whatever.
They don't have nectar in plums, dummy. Do they?
So if you could, let's say that you were the one building the Amazon website.
Yes.
What filters do you think should be in there that aren't currently? Like, do you think that it would be a good idea to be able to filter by the age and race of the person that built the product? Like, I don't want anything made by 13-year-old Filipino girls. Or I only want things made by 13-year-old Filipino girls.
Yes. God, I don't know. Maybe I'm just bad at searching for stuff on Amazon, because I very rarely even use filters other than least expensive and most expensive. I don't know. That's not how, when I want something, I just want to be able to go buy it. I don't want to have to fucking shop and filter and do all kinds of shit for fucking 4 hours.
Anthony, I don't give a shit what your shopping habits are. I'm trying to talk about something funny. Like,
all right, so what you want to know what filters I would add?
Yeah,
that's not funny. I don't know. I don't know.
Like if you could filter by people that want to buy anything
that was made on Martin Luther King Drive. That's where if it was made on Martin Luther King Boulevard, I'm out. I don't want nothing from there.
Any city, USA. What about I don't want anything made on Martin that was made on Martin Luther King Boulevard by anybody that had AIDS.
They have to be tested. We have an AIDS free facility, sir. I want to be the guy that does that certification.
We didn't even get into the fucking
article. I know. That's the best part.
Dildos are not essential items, Amazon worker says after walking out in protest. Amazon keeps selling dildos during the coronavirus pandemic, and a worker at a Michigan warehouse is fed up. And why? That's it. I've had enough.
How many dildos do you think that a worker has to load into a box before it's enough?
Okay, so you, Anthony, you are an Amazon worker.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do a little role playing here.
All right.
Okay. I'm going to name the item.
Uh-huh.
And as it goes by, you've got to package it. And then I want you to tell me when you've had enough.
Okay.
I assume that in this case you are, I think all Amazon workers are underage. I'm not sure. But uh-huh. I know they're foreign.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Wrench.
Good.
Staples.
Good.
Stapler. Mm-hmm. Charger.
Charger. Okay.
Drill.
Drill. Okay.
Dildo.
Dildo. Well, that's chair. Too much. Too many table. Dildos.
Dildo. Dildo. Dildo.
Is that all one order? What are you going to do with a wrench and a dildo? You don't need a wrench to put the fucking thing together. This just seems so specific that, like, this crisis has been happening for a month or six weeks or whatever, and in that span of time, there's been too many dildos shipped. Just by this one. So this guy can't possibly touch every dildo that goes through Amazon. So just through this one guy, too many dildos.
Okay. So this is a really good article. You did good pulling this one. It's good, but not because of the content, I guess. Amazon keeps selling dildos during the coronavirus pandemic, and a worker at a Michigan warehouse is fed up and walked out in protest to say the company needs to change its ways during this troubling times. The unidentified Michigan man says he's risking his health to ship loads of dildos. Okay, so it says the unidentified Michigan man.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that means he's black.
Does it?
Yes.
All right.
But what makes it even better is there's a picture of him.
Oh.
And he's black. the unidentified man. So
Amazon's never going to know it's him. He's wearing a mask. It's cool.
Okay, so there's a thought. It's not necessarily mine, uh-huh. but there's a thought that there may be some similarities between the facial features of black people.
Is there a thought? Who would think such a thing?
So, okay, it's like, you know what? There's somebody there. What did he look like? I don't know. Maybe a wide nose, I guess. Black curly hair on the face and the chin. Brown eyes.
So
he's definitely going to be hard to identify. But then now you throw a mask on him, and it's like, unidentified Michigan man.
Do you think if somebody says, what did the guy look like? And the first thing out of your mouth is, he was black. Do you think that that's racist?
Well, I know what you're saying. But when you say, is that racist, I divert to the dictionary definition of the word.
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't think that just saying that somebody is black can be racist.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. It just seems like, doesn't it seem like if somebody asks you, well, you're talking about a guy at work or whatever, well, what does he look like? It's like you try to avoid saying that he's black. You try to avoid saying he's black. You list every other thing about him, you know?
Yeah, I know that isn't there a, like a bit or something or a trying to think of who did that. I know that. Is it Kathy Griffin? No. Who's that female comedian that got accused of stealing all the jokes?
Oh, Amy Schumer, right?
Yeah. So Amy Schumer stole a joke or a sketch, copied a sketch that has that exact premise.
Really? Stole it from Dave Chappelle?
I don't remember. I just know I've seen it in. I was talking with Jody B a while back about the thought that, you know, comedians stealing other people's jokes versus having a shared thought or whatever the fuck it's called.
There's only so many thoughts in the world, isn't there? I'm sure I've stole something. I'm not a comedian, but I mean, I'm sure I've stole something sometime.
So, but anyway, to answer your question, when, you know, I think it depends on the situation. If there's more black people there than white people, then I will avoid saying black. But if it's just one black person in a room full of white people, I'll say, yeah, the black guy. Because then I don't have to worry about getting beat up.
You think your brothers are going to protect you?
No, there's no brothers there. If I said there's only one black person.
Sorry, your brothers are going to protect you. brothers, brother. You don't know the difference between brother and brother?
Yeah. But why do you think that they would protect me if they're...
It was a joke. I was just joking around.
Just interviewed a worker who walked out of protest conditions at the Amazon warehouse in Romulus. He says he got a text this morning saying three coworkers are sick and we need you in here packing dildos.
Three coworkers are sick and all of them had boxes of dildos that had to go.
He says Amazon says it is essential, but it is out of many essential items. He says he is risking his health to ship a massive amount of dildos. How many dildos is he fucking handling a day?
There is no way. So do you think that they're up? Dildo sales are up because people are staying home? Or do you think this guy's just bullshitting?
I mean,
I guess it could be other things. I guess those aren't the only two choices.
Do you want to hear this guy talk?
How? He's unidentified. No, he wouldn't talk. Yes. I want to hear him talk.
Fuck. I got to try to figure out how to play it. You're going to have to talk for about 15 or 20 minutes till I get this set up.
I don't think we need to hear him talk.
Yeah, but there's nothing that he could say that is that fucking important.
Is that the whole article, isn't it? Yeah, that's the whole fucking article. Just somebody saying that a worker is, he walked out. So does he on strike? Did he try to call a wildcat strike?
Too many dildos.
I'd strike too. I had to ship that many fucking dildos.
All right. Hold on. I think I'm there.
All right. I want to know if the sex doll factories are still open. Are they essential?
There's a screenshot from Amazon. It says Amazon Prime delivery dates for dildos shows the company is still shipping dildos as essential items.
If they stop, you know what? If they stop shipping dildos as essential, the next article that comes out is Amazon is sexist for not shipping dildos as essential. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
GJ Kine, super long dual head body relaxed vibrant toy, big double ended massage wand toys for female. $30.
$30. What a deal.
10, it's either 10 volts or 10 horsepower. I can't tell. Realistic texture suction cup for hand free play for women black.
That's awesome.
6.1 inch flexible lifelike safety soft silicone dildo hand free relax waterproof massage for women.
Jesus Christ.
Calico.
That is a lot of words that just don't belong together, man.
Yeah, but okay, so imagine you're a woman and you're horny. Uh-huh. Does that excite you? Like 6.1 inch flexible lifelike safety soft silicone dildo hand free relax waterproof massage for women. Calico.
That makes me calico's a cat right now. I'm surprised they don't have like what's that one where they deliver the same day, or is that just for groceries?
I want you to fuck. There's another screenshot. Lifelike entity silicone live doll women body torso relax realistic 3D men male adult toy realistic shape natural. What do you think that is?
Torso. Just the word torso makes me think it's a fuck doll with no legs, right?
It's just a pocket pussy.
Oh. Well, they just say that. So much less words. Jesus criminy.
That's what... Okay, so we're going to... You're a sex-filled lunatic.
Yeah.
I'm going to read the title, and you're going to explain to me what it is.
All right.
LED computer mini massager with whisper quiet USB rechargeable waterproof handheld cordless adjustable multi-speed. I think it's a weed whacker.
That's got to be a USB powered pocket pussy, right?
No, well, it's
what's
just
the LED lights for.
It looks like it's like curved upward, so it hits her in the sponge area.
Yeah.
And then it's got a little clitoral
sponge area. Huh. But what's the LED lights for? That doesn't even, I still don't know what the fuck the lights are for. It puts on a light show too.
It's like what are those things that we used to have as kids, the little red things, you put them up and
oh, the Viewmaster.
Yeah, so you got a dildo with a view mat, like you can watch He-Man on the wall and you're
that's so awesome. Oh my God.
I can't find the video of that guy on my phone, unfortunately.
That sucks. It's not on the in the article on your phone?
That's why I can't find it. If it was, we wouldn't be having this conversation. We can watch a video called How to Detox Your Bowels Daily.
Yes. Yes, please.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to watch the guy.
Oh,
I apologize.
Oh, well.
God, I want to hear him just bitching about the dildos, though.
Too many dildos.
Detroit bus driver dies from coronavirus. Why is that in the fucking news?
Why is that in the fucking news?
What?
You don't think Detroit has bus drivers? I don't understand.
Why would that be in the fucking news? People are dying left and right. They're dying faster than they're being born. This is the first time in history that that's happened.
Uh-huh. I'm pretty sure you just made that up.
You're right. Why you gotta fucking take it away from me?
Because it didn't even sound believable. If you're gonna make something up, make it sound believable. You have to be like, well, we're reaching the point. You can't just say this is the first time in history. You have to say we're almost to the point where people are dying more than they're being born.
Is that true?
Yes. See? And when I ask you if it's true, you say yes. You know, and I say, you made it up, didn't you? No, it's true. You don't give in that easy.
No, why are you always calling me a liar? All right. I'm going to see if I can find this.
All right.
God damn it. What do I look for on YouTube? Too many dildos?
Black guy, too many dildos.
All right.
Let's see what comes up. We're watching the first thing that comes up with black guy, too many dildos.
Detroit. Amazon. Dildos. This should do it.
It's not nearly as fun.
It worked.
Perfect.
They should not be selling non-essential items. If you go on the website, all the essential items are sold out. Until you restock and until you close this building, shut it down. Dildos are not essential items. Books for kids, yes, but dildos? No.
Books for kids? What an asshole.
What's funny is it looks like it's set up to make it look like he's at a press conference.
Uh-huh.
But it's just one microphone in front of him on a really long stick.
It's just some guy holding the microphone and he's talking to nobody.
Kids' dildos books
are not essential.
Kids' books is okay, but dildos.
So that's so stupid. Do you agree? Do you think Amazon should stop selling dildos because there's a virus that kills people?
I am perfectly okay with. All right, this might make me sound a little harsh, but if a few people have to die working in an Amazon factory for me to get my coffee, I'm kind of okay with it. I mean, it's better than me going to the store and risking getting exposed.
Is it? What if I told you that the Colombians that made your coffee coughed in it and they got corona. So it doesn't matter where your coffee comes from. You're going to get it. So would you go to the store and get it? Then what, I mean, don't you want to save the lives of the Amazon people? I mean, if you're going to get it anyways.
No, there's absolutely nothing. There's no scenario you can come up with that I would rather go to a store than have somebody bring the shit to my door.
Okay.
Don't try to play it off like you give a fuck about them warehouse workers. You're ordering shit too.
I'm not. I never played it off. I don't care about them. I am explicitly saying I don't care. I mean, there's only so much care to go around. Unless you know somebody that works at Amazon or like even by like a couple of degrees of separation, you know somebody, then you can care. If you don't, then don't fucking worry about it. Worry about the people around you. There's only so much care to go around.
Okay, so you got this guy who's he's sitting there at his news conference saying Amazon needs to stop selling everything. Mm-hmm. He said they're out of essential stuff and they shouldn't sell non-essential stuff. So what he's saying is Amazon should send me home.
Right.
Why don't he just fucking quit? If you don't want to handle dildos all day, then don't fucking work at the dildo factory. And don't even forget, we haven't even got to the point yet where the dildos got to go over to testing, and then they've got to go over to cleansing, and then they got to get shipped out.
This guy worked in testing. That's the problem. He works in the quality department of the dildo factory. Oh, I think the idea that Amazon should stop selling non-essential products is retarded. And for workers that work there that are being paid to tell Amazon to shut their doors is fucking retarded. You are an idiot.
Yeah, I think that's what I just said. This guy, all he has to do is go in and tell his boss, hey, you know what? I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm not working today. Yeah. You can find somebody else to handle these dildos all fucking day because it ain't going to be me.
Right.
And there's 10 other guys waiting in line to come here to do his fucking job.
Right.
Why get on and have a fucking little news conference saying that, you know, Amazon should be ixnay on the ildo days.
I think the women should be rubbing kids' books on their cunts instead of dildos. That's basically what I heard.
I mean, if they want to fuck yourself with the, there's a monster at the end of this book, by all means, do it.
God, I love that book.
I think you and me are the only ones that's going to understand that joke. And I'm surprised that you picked up on it.
That was one of my favorite books when I was a kid. Fuck Green Eggs and Ham.
I've got my copy of it right there.
Do
got
you
it from
really?
My grandma. Yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I'll sell it for $15 on.
It's essential.
Times are hard.
Only if you're going to rub it on your pussy, though.
I've got my grandpa's ashes if anybody's interested.
Are you going to rub ashes on somebody's pussy? How's that going to help anybody?
Would that be disrespectful, or would that be like getting your grandpa off one last time before?
Yes, that's the way to look at it. I don't understand how it would be disrespectful. What would be, you're going to throw him out and throw him into the river or whatever? That's not any less disrespectful or more disrespectful.
Yeah. So isn't taking somebody's ashes and throwing them in the river, like, it seems like that's the most disrespectful thing you could do.
Is it?
What if you made a paste out of your grandma and jerked off with it? Saliva and ashes.
Awesome.
Is that incest?
So only if your grandpa is still alive and he's on his deathbed, you have to use his saliva.
Lick my hand, grandpa. I gotta.
It's the only way it's not disrespectful.
His old tongue going really slow up your palm. So fucking gross.
And you have to come in the rest of the ashes too.
Oh, now you're just being disgusting.
I know.
You're just trying to be edgy now.
I'm just trying to be edgy.
All right. Dildos, check.
Check and check.
Okay, there's one. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 more to go.
Oh, boy.
How much time? We got 22 minutes.
We count down the time.
Police. Man tried to set wife on fire over stimulus check. Albuquerque, New Mexico. The check's ain't even fucking out yet. He was just looking for an excuse to burn somebody. Mm-hmm. A New Mexico man is facing charges after police say he became enraged. He didn't qualify for the COVID-19 related stimulus checks and tried to set his wife on fire. The Albuquerque Journal reports Joe Macias was arrested Wednesday shortly following an argument with his disabled wife, where he allegedly doused her with gasoline. The wife told police Macias had come home around 5 p.m. with a 4-pack of beer and was upset because he did not qualify for the stimulus checks.
This is the best line of it right here.
According to police, the 63-year-old Macias threw gas on his wife and their mobile home.
Right there. That sums it all up. Throw it on his disabled wife and their fucking mobile home.
The wife told officers Macias then pulled out a cigarette and attempted to light it several times, but was unsuccessful due to the lighter getting gasoline on it. Fuck, I wish it would have went up then, because it would have just taken him out.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, they both would have died, and their trailer would have burned up. Probably the whole park.
Police say officers later found Macias walking down the street, his clothes soaked in gasoline. Officers also discovered the victim, her hair and pajamas soaked in gasoline, on the floor inside a nearby trailer.
So she crawled to the neighbor's trailer. He's mad because he didn't get the government money.
Okay, so I would have to imagine that it was probably more than that check that was on his mind. I'd like to talk to this guy.
You think?
So you come home from work with your four-pack of beer.
That's the best part.
You walk up the stairs to your trailer park home, and there's your wife, all busted and shit, just crawling around on the floor, still in her pajamas.
You come home from work, and your wife's still in her pajamas. That's what he's mad about.
Right. So what else? What are his options?
I got to pour gas on her. What else am I going to do? It's the only thing I got. I can't beat her with a shovel.
Can't do that again. That's how she fucking got disabled.
Yeah. Oh, God, I love trailer parks. Trailer parks and ghettos are probably my two favorite kinds of neighborhood.
How many of our listeners do you think are old enough to have hair on their balls?
I would say probably 30%.
Okay, so to the 30% of you that are listening, I can't do this. Huh. I would like to tell you. Why don't you fucking help me out here, partner? What do we want to tell them, Anthony?
Even if you're not old enough to have hair on your balls, you should still go to manscaped.com because they have other fine products to keep your nuts from stinking. Even if you don't have hair on them, they probably still stink.
So do you currently have the ball deodorant on right now?
Yes.
Do you really?
Yeah. I like it. Smells good. Let me see. Can you smell it? Can you smell it through the microphone?
Yeah. So if you want to support the show, you can go. And if you want to support the show and shave your balls at the same time, you can go to manscaped.com and use promo code MANTHONG for 20% off your order and free shipping.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the ball deodorant is pretty awesome. Actually, I really like it.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
So, what's the difference between the ball deodorant and the toner?
So the toner is like a spray, like an actual liquid spritzer or whatever, and the ball deodorant is it's like a lotion. So I don't know. They smell the same, but. One's a spray, one's a lotion. I like the lotion better because, you know, it's better.
Okay, so is it a lotion like you put a little bit on and as you start rubbing it, your dick gets hard and then you've got to finish?
Isn't that all lotions? Yes. All ball lotions require you to masturbate.
So Manscaped will make you come. That's how good it is.
Right. And your cock will smell good. It says right on the side of the bottle, don't get it in your pee hole, though.
Well, how the fuck are you supposed to jerk off with it and not get it in your pee hole?
Very, very carefully.
That, you know what? So thank you, Manscaped. Like I said, go to manscaped.com, use promo code MANTHONG, 20% off your order and free shipping. All shampoo bottles should have a disclaimer that says don't get in your pee hole.
Right. I'm going the opposite. I think all shampoo bottles should be just a little bit bigger around so I can fuck them.
Okay. Fuck.
Okay. Oh, my God. All right. Okay. Knock that one out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more.
Yes.
16 minutes.
You better hurry.
All right. Do you want to do the monkeys or the cum? Monkeys. Can't have both.
Monkeys.
Okay. Do you want the first monkey or the second monkey?
The first monkey.
Okay. This was submitted by Bob. Where's this from? All right. This looks legit.
Does it?
Yeah, it
World News Daily Report. All right.
It says news right in the title. That means that it's legit.
Yeah, they couldn't put it in the title if it wasn't legit.
The genetic makeup of a 12-year-old Angolan boy is now disputed by expert after his deceased mother allegedly told him he is the offspring of a human chimpanzee love affair.
What's an Angolan?
I will show you. I got a picture ready.
All right.
Here we go. So if you look at your screen, that is an Angolan.
Perfect. It's kind of Angolish to me.
The story made national headlines and has unleashed an outpour of generosity towards Augusto Dembo, 12, who now lives with his uncle and aunt in the capital city of laundry, it looks like. I don't know.
The capital city of laundry.
Although the young boy has become an instant celebrity, many experts dispute the claim that he is the product of sexual intercourse between a human and a chimpanzee. Sexual relation. Why don't you read this in quotes?
In the same voice. Sexual relationships between humans and chimpanzees are fairly common in the region, but this is the first time a pregnancy is officially reported.
Said Dr. Antonio Mendez of the Hospital Municipal Dolano. That was pretty good. A pretty good accent.
This discovery could even challenge the basic foundations of modern science.
Has even commented the current Minister of Science and Technology, Maria Candia Texteria.
Oh, that's not the same guy. That didn't work. Let me try that one again. This discovery could even challenge the basic foundations of modern science.
Has even commented the current Minister of Science and Technology, Maria Candia Texteria.
Perfect.
I'm
We're getting pretty good.
Yeah. A spokesperson.
Spokesmonkey. See, that was a Freudian slip right there.
From the Park National de Cameo commented the news by saying that they sincerely regret the loss of Anita Dembo. For some reason, I didn't read ahead far enough. Anita Dembo, but also condoned any inappropriate or sexual acts with any animals in the park.
Any sexual interaction between employees or visitors of the park with animals is not encouraged. Behavior under current park guidelines. Oh, I missed something there.
You have a horrible, like...
I can't even fucking read.
You know what it is?
Oh, shit.
It's like you're a computer with no RAM. You buffer, like, you buffer every two words.
It's like I can get that many.
Spokesman for Park National de Cameo told reporters the child's mother, Anita Dembo, allegedly entertained an affair with a chimpanzee that endured for many years during her employment.
This is amazing. This sounds made up.
No.
Oh, God.
Okay, so the first comment, I don't want to go through the comments. I hate when we read comments on other people's stories, but it's not going to stop me. What a beautiful chimp. Angola should be proud of that one. Obama would be proud.
What is the next comment about Trump? What? Everything has to revolve around politics all the time.
All right. Okay, so we led with that monkey story.
Right. We led with that spokes monkey.
And we will go. This one came from Audis in Discord.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
I probably should have this picture up as well, right?
Probably. I'm starting to think that this World News Daily Report is just about monkeys. This is another one from the World News Daily Report.
Okay, because we are using StreamYard, and StreamYard sucks cock, you have to give me a minute to get this fucking picture pulled up.
Zookeeper arrested after trying to molest 500-pound male gorilla.
There we go.
And there he is.
You know what that looks like is a black version of that Son, I Am Disappoint meme?
Yes, it does. He looks disappointed. San Diego, California. San Diego zoo employee has been formally accused of repeated sexual assault on a 15-year-old male gorilla. Akimbo.
Which one is the...
What? What?
Nothing. Nothing.
Akimbo Obwebwe. It's like, I'm guessing. A 29-year-old intern originally from Gabagool was found guilty of feeding... Sorry. Was found guilty of feeding sedatives to Big George, one of the zoo's top attractions, and partaking in sexual activity with the sedated animal. According to unreleased video footage, proceeded to insert the animal's penis inside his mouth for several minutes, but apparently overestimated the strength of the medication, leading the animal to wake up and lash back at the zookeeper, alerting other employees.
Okay, do you believe the story?
I did up until he said he put his penis in his mouth for several minutes. I don't believe that. I don't know.
What, you think you could make a monkey come faster than a couple minutes?
Absolutely.
Even a sedated monkey?
Yeah, I'm that good.
So we need to contact the San Diego Zoo. Right here it says, any sexual activity between animals and employees is strictly prohibited by San Diego Zoo policy. Do you think that anybody has actually had to specify that?
I don't know.
How many times do we got to tell you to not fuck the pandas?
They have to have a contact me number. We should call them. We should call the San Diego Zoo and ask them about their policy on fucking the animals.
Is it true that you can't fuck any animals if you work there?
Although Mr. Obwebwe claims the sexual relationship was consensual, video footage clearly shows he attempted to sedate the animal. Does it make it not consensual if you try to sedate them? What if they wanted to be sedated?
I think that pretty much negates all consent.
It's not very nice.
Getting pretty free with the N-word, aren't you there, bub? Feeling a little too cocky. Think you can just come in here, swing that N-word around all wiggly niggly. Oh boy.
I tell you.
All right. Sucking gorilla dick, check.
Check. Check and check.
Oh fuck. 8 minutes. Let's get through this semen one.
All right.
The 6 unexpected health benefits of semen. This, I have to assume, is 100% legit.
Why? Why do you have to assume that? Because she knows.
Because it's everything is about why women should bathe in your semen. Why would you even think to suggest that it's not true?
I didn't. I was just asking what your justification was.
You're gay.
Yes.
That's why. It's because you're gay.
Bathe in semen.
Wait a minute. Okay. Oral sex can lower your blood pressure. Yeah. So semen is helpful and whatever. It lowers the risk of prostate cancer when expelled.
So does that mean semen causes prostate cancer?
Yeah. You've never had to, like, you've never used that phrase, like, I got to get rid of the poison.
No.
Really?
No. It's not poison.
Oh, that's, I always used to say that.
Sweet, sweet nectar. Poison.
Why did it start on fucking page 2? This is fucking homo motherfuckers. All right.
It could be the next all natural fire extinguisher.
No, we're starting at the front. Semen is a natural antidepressant.
You lost me. I don't see that. I only see the first 2 that you read and then that one.
Right, because I said we, for some reason, it linked to page 2, and we had to go to page 1.
Page 1. All right.
Did you get it?
Got it.
Good. Semen is a natural antidepressant. But Okay, so when you're sad, you can have some of my semen. I'll give you a cup of semen.
Thanks, buddy.
You're gonna have to get it from the tap, though.
Is there any other way? I think it goes spoils pretty quickly. I don't think it keeps.
That's why you put it in the fucking freezer.
I never thought of that.
I know if you store it in a socks in a pair of socks, it goes bad real fast.
The whole sock goes bad.
No.
No. That's cool.
So the key is if you're gonna ejaculate into a sock, you don't want to crumple it up and throw it in the closet or something. Because then when you pull it apart, it makes that, you know, like Velcro noise. So the best thing to do is to, if you're going to ejaculate in your sock, you want it, put it back in your foot. It keeps the fabric separated.
I thought you were going to say lay it flat on your bed so it dries out. Lay it flat in the front lawn so it has time to dry. That helps with depression too.
You would be surprised. You don't see a lot of people that are sad with cummy socks.
I think you're right.
Let's see here. It helps you sleep better. So I think everybody knows that. They don't even need to be in a fucking article. Like if you can't fall asleep, you jerk off and then you just go right to sleep.
Right.
That's stupid.
That was.
Think of it as a multivitamin in each ejaculation. No.
Nope. I'm not gonna think of it that way. You can think of it that way, but I ain't gonna.
Okay. Now I can't find page two.
One teaspoon of semen contains over 200 proteins.
Where are you at?
It's right after think of it as a multivitamin in each ejaculation.
Oh, it's in the same paragraph.
Yeah.
Oh, there's page two.
Several helpful vitamins and minerals, including vitamin C, calcium, chlorine, citric acid, fructose, lactic acid, magnesium, nitrogen, phosphate, phosphorus, potassium, sodium. What the fuck? Okay. I'm not going to eat it.
I don't care how much chlorine's in it.
That was funny.
Okay, what health benefits need to be included in an ejaculate for you to go ahead and eat a spoonful every day?
So if it did the same thing as like creatine, then I'm in. I'm fucking in. Fucking made your muscles bigger.
Really?
No, but I want to get that started so I can spread that rumor at the gym. Dude, all you got to do is eat some cum and everything will be good.
All them guys over there against that wall, they're all cum eaters.
Yeah.
All right. Page two. Oral sex can lower your blood pressure. It lowers the risk of prostate cancer. It could be that, I think this is why I put this up here. It could be the next all-natural fire extinguisher. Quick!
Sense.
Jerk off on it! What do you mean it doesn't make sense?
I'm thinking about starting a fire, but I won't start it if somebody jacks off my face. That's the only way that makes any sense.
Okay.
Once the fire started...
Have you ever had a cum rag or anything like that? Really?
No. No, that's disgusting.
So you're telling me you have only jerked off in the toilet?
Yes,
or
toilet paper.
You're so full of shit, man.
That's disgusting. Why would you want to keep that around? That's gross.
I'm not suggesting that you want to keep it around. I'm suggesting there's times in your life where it is just there still. Yeah, you know, I really do think that maybe you are just a tiny bit homosexual.
Okay. You don't have a cum rag, you're gay.
No, you have
it's an... It's funny that your mind goes there.
You have an unnatural fear of semen.
It's not unnatural.
You've never even come in your own belly button.
No, that's
you
gross.
Homo? You okay? Do you think the majority of men are gay?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay, but the majority of men have come in their own belly button.
I don't agree with that.
100%. I know it to be true. I've already polled everybody.
Up the butt? Homo. That's not true. I think we should do a poll of all our listeners. You're the only one. It's not normal.
That would be so embarrassing.
It's not normal.
So I'm telling you, I know that it is normal.
How would you possibly know that? Have you came in your friend's belly button? He came in yours and you told each other it's normal?
Coming in another guy's belly button is completely, that's totally different than coming in your own belly button.
But so you're avoiding the question.
No, I'm not.
So how many times have you done that then?
Done what?
Came in your friend's belly button or some dude's belly button.
I was going to say friend or cousin.
I honestly want to know why you think that that's such a normal thing, because it is absolutely not normal.
It is. I'm sitting here looking at the chat right now. I just pulled it up and everybody says, I agree with Doug. I've come in my belly button. You are the abnormal one for not coming in your belly. Do it now.
I see what your end game is now.
In all seriousness, you are the one that is not normal. I bet you, if you really truly have never come in your belly button, mm-hmm. you are probably the only person in your age group other than maybe a priest who has had other people come in his belly button.
So much better if other people come in your belly button.
Right. So Val makes a good point. It's not a thing that you want to do. It is just a thing that happens.
But it's not. It doesn't happen to me. So
But it happens to every person ever except Anthony.
But I don't think that's true. How does any of this have to do with, what does it have to do with it being a fire extinguisher?
Oh, yeah. Anyway, because you threw I had a question that was going to lead us to how it could be like a fire extinguisher.
Oh, okay.
But because you have never come in anything other than the toilet, so you don't even know what happens to come after it dries, right? You've never even seen that, like on a sheet or anything?
I mean, I've had a wet dream, I'm sure.
No. I'll start here. Have you ever had sex with your wife?
Yes.
Okay. Have you ever failed to be a man and ejaculate all of your semen into her vagina?
Failed to be, wait, so I don't understand the question. Am I a man if I did or a man if I didn't?
Just answer the question.
I don't understand the phrasing of the question.
Answer the question.
Have I ever? Yes, I have.
Okay, so you have failed to embed all of your semen in her vaginal cavity.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yes.
Okay, so then what, the excess runs down and goes under the sheets, correct?
Yes.
Are you telling me you guys do like a fucking Chinese fire drill where you hop up and take the sheets and throw them in the washer? Spray them off! Spray them off!
No, you clean it up.
With what?
A toilet paper or whatever. Rag or whatever. Not a rag, but a toilet paper.
So you've never, as long as you've been married, you've never, like, whether it be from being drunk or whatever the situation, to where the sheets have come and they get dry.
I can't say that with certainty. I mean, I can't say that with certainty. Maybe. I mean, we might have passed out. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
So this is so fascinating to me. You have never seen dried cum? Hold on. It's distracting. I've got to look at you this way, but I'm actually just staring at a light. Are you telling me you've never seen dried cum?
Does that make it more comfortable?
Well, it looks better. It looks better on the screen.
I mean, I don't know. I can't say that. I don't, not that I know of, I guess.
Okay. Watch this. Ask me if I've ever seen dried cum.
Yeah. I already know the answer. The answer is yes. Every day when you, whatever. Yes. Okay. Have you ever seen dried cum?
Yes.
Okay.
Now okay. I'll ask you.
Yeah. Me
have
too.
You ever seen dried cum?
Yes.
Okay. So you know when it gets dry. That's all I was trying to do is get to that fucking answer.
Okay.
When it gets dry, you know how it gets super hard, like a indestructible film.
Yes.
Okay, so imagine something on fire. Let's say your son catches on fire again. If you go over and jerk off on him, it glazes him, and it gets hard under heat, and it can't burn anymore. Oy vey.
I tell you.
While this sounds awesome, I wouldn't go attempting the human fire extinguisher yet. So imagine you're at work, something, you know, a machine sparks out, catches on fire. You just drop your pants, start jerking off.
So over the past month, 2 months at work, whatever, there's been 2 fires at work. I should have done it both times.
I didn't catch that last thing.
I said, there's been 2 fires at work over the past like month or two, and I should have done it both times.
Were they good ones?
One of them was fairly good size. I mean, our building didn't burn down or anything, but somebody left a box of manuals of inside of the new robotic welder, and they just fired it up. I mean, like a printer, like a box of printer paper, full of manuals for the new robotic welder. Back inside, all the fucking thing's welding away, and all of a sudden, smoke just starts pouring out of it.
I promise you, it was an engineer, wasn't it?
100%. Because that's a good place for, you know, manuals. Fucking inside of a robotic welder.
All right. Uses for semen.
Check and check.
Oh, that's our time. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, we can do a couple.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Look at these questions if you want.
Well, you put this thing on about the toilet. Did you?
We can save that. Doesn't matter. You don't have to get into it.
Questions. Back to the dildo. See, this would have been, we could have segued. Husband using my dildo advice. I have several dildos and 2 are suction. I am an open book with sex. I don't feel it should be shameful and wrong to discuss. That said, my husband threw me for a loop today. While at home, he randomly said, "Oh, I used the toys last night." I smiled and said, "Awesome." I like that he feels confident enough to tell me. He then said, "Oh, I even used a dildo, you know, the suction one, stuck it to the table." I mean, first of all, that's our coffee table, and we use that. And second of all, that's my dildo. I ignored it. And okay, she's an open book as long as it's her doing whatever the fuck she wants to do.
Right.
But as soon as her husband decides to fuck himself with her dildo on their coffee table, now she's got fucking issues.
Right.
I ignored it and brushed it off, but what bugs me is he's using my dildos on his butt when we have a designated dildo for his butt.
That's my favorite part.
Seems weird to complain about, but dildos are from my vagina. How can I talk to my husband about not only household hygiene, very uncomfortable with him using something my friend's kids play on and son uses daily, and not using my personal dildos without embarrassing him? I don't know that I'd worry about not embarrassing him.
Nope. Hey, honey, I shoved your dildos up my butt last night. It's so weird.
So you have a pretty decent relationship with your wife, right?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Do you have such a decent relationship that you could just, in casual conversation, "Oh, yeah, I shoved one of your dildos up my ass."
Yes.
And she would go, "Nice."
Nice. High five. If I did that, then yes. But
really, she wouldn't tell you, like, "Don't be doing that on the fucking coffee table."
Oh, yeah. If yes. if I, you know what? If I suction cupped into the coffee table,
I'm not eating at your house anymore.
she would be upset about that. Yes. Yes.
Awesome.
That would be like, she'd be like, "Cool." And then I'd be like, "Oh yeah, I put it on the coffee table." What the fuck? We drink coffee at this fucking coffee table.
you got all fucking choppy there.
Oh, of course. Damn it.
Can you do that all over again?
No. There.
Is this normal behavior? My boyfriend and his friends send dick pics to each other. Nope.
We can just stop you right there.
My boyfriend and I have an open phone policy, Before I get ripped to shreds for looking at his messages, I saw in his guys' group chat all the guys sent dick pics, including my boyfriend, and they were just critiquing them and saying who had the best one. Kind of reminiscent of little kids comparing penises at the playground. Isn't this, like, not normal? I don't send my friends vagina pics and ask who has the best one. So just because you don't do something doesn't mean that what he does is abnormal. One does not correlate to the other.
I agree.
But with that being said, this is 100% not normal.
Right. How many dick pics have you sent to your friends?
Oh, zero.
All right.
Wait a minute.
How many dick pics have you sent to anybody?
That would be, I don't know, 40, 50?
Huh. All right.
I will not send a dick pic.
All right. Good. Like, I don't see the point in it. I've never sent a picture of my dick to anybody.
Right. I mean, like, my wife will say, like, hey, send me a picture of your dick. Mm-mm. And I'll say, no.
And I'll say, no.
I am positive that this will show up in court later on.
And you can wait till I get home to see it. It'll look the same.
No, she's sitting right there in the living room with me.
You should just whip it out. Look at it. It's right fucking here. Yeah, that's definitely weird. I don't understand what would even be the point of what are you critiquing? Like, what's to critique? I don't understand what's to critique, first of all, like, unless you're comparing sizes, which is stupid.
Well, you know who says that.
Guys with little cocks? Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right, so if we started let's say we have a group chat.
Yeah.
How do you broach that subject? How do you say, you know, you're talking about the game and motorcycles. Hey, so
you know, this is how you do it. You wait for a day or two when there hasn't been any messages. Just send a picture of your cock, random. You don't have to broach the subject at all. You just, what do you think?
We gotta think about this
bad boy.
Yeah, I don't know. What did you ever get involved in any of the? I know a couple guys used to send me pictures of their shit.
No,
that was back like when texting first was a thing. Like is that something you ever got into?
No, not at all. I have told my son to come and take a look at my shit one time though, because it was really big. Like, I was proud.
But you didn't take a picture of it.
No.
You would fuck up your son's life.
How was I fucking up his life? I was proud of it.
Do you think that's normal? Do you think that's normal to get your kid in there to look at a pile of shit?
I don't care. I was proud. You should have fucking seen it. It was huge. The fucking thing stuck out of the toilet like fucking that far. It was insane.
All one, like, without any breakage?
Yes. It was crazy.
How big around was it?
It wasn't that it was big around. It was just that it stuck way out of the fucking toilet all in one piece. It was crazy.
So
is there
a correlation between, like, the size of your poop and the size of your butthole? So at one point
I'm sure there is.
What I mean is, like, you look at all your shits before you flush them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do you ever look down at your shit and think, God, that thing's so fucking big around, there's no way I could be gay?
Yes.
But when you shit, it was just like, bloop.
Yep. It's so weird, isn't it? It's like you turn around, you're like, wait, what the fuck just happened here? That looks like I gave birth, but it didn't feel like it.
You ever have one of those shits that it's so fucking hard that it hurts? Like, you're like, you start clenching to try to get it just to go back up because you don't want to, like, I'll deal with this later. Yes,
like, it gets to the point where you've got a stomach ache because it needs to come out, but it hurts so much that you try to hold it in. So your ass hurts, your stomach hurts, and you're like fighting between your ass and your stomach to try to decide who wins, where the shit's going to go.
Okay, so what we're talking about is something no bigger around than like maybe an inch and a quarter in diameter, maybe,
yeah.
You know? Imagine somebody eating a bowl of cereal out of your butt.
God, that'd be awesome.
What? Oh, fuck. Questions, check.
Questions, check.
All right, you want to just do the new patrons and get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody that signed up this week over at patreon.com/who'sright. I will read off the names henceforth. After this, we're going to jump over into the after show chat.
Yeah.
Where for the low, low price of whatever it costs to sign up to our Patreon, you can come over and hang out with us after each Wednesday episode.
Right. Tell us how great we are.
Tell us how great we are.
All positive all the time.
All right. Hey, you got it in front of you, right?
Yes.
Okay, let's try to do something fancy.
All right.
I'll start, and then we'll alternate.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
Vitu.
Nicholas.
Isaiah.
David.
Hurry up.
Quara.
Lucas.
Jenna.
Jack.
Frederick.
Jason. Hold on.
Hurry
Jason.
Up. Jason. Right. Hurry up. That's an interesting name.
That's my wife's nickname for me.
Are you done? Come on.
Are you in? All right. Thank you, everybody. We will see you next Wednesday if you are too cheap to sign up to our Patreon. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I got to check to see if there's any super chats. Oh, yeah. I'm glad I checked.
Oh.
All right. What do we got here? Never sneeze with sperm in your mouth. That's
probably a good idea.
Yeah. What's this one here? Here's 25 Danishes. Don't eat them all at once, Doug. Thank you for the Danishes.
Can I eat them all at once? You get no Danishes.
It's late, but I can't sleep before you two say goodnight.
Good night. He said you too. What are you wearing on your head, Anthony?
No, what are you patriotism. Wearing on your herd?
My herd. It's patriotism, buddy.
I'm wearing patriotism.
Right, America.
All right, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Did you see, what do you think about Bernie pulling out?
What do I think about Bernie pulling out? What? Oh, I did just see. Yeah, I forgot. I just saw that. I think it's good for the show. I think Trump versus Biden is going to be hilarious.
Don't you think it's also good for America, though?
In the long run, I think so. But even though I disagree with most everything Bernie stands for, I would have liked to see it shaken up, because none of the shit that he was saying was going to get passed through. It was just going to shake up the system a little bit. And now it's just, you know, entrenched Democrats versus entrenched Republicans. It's the same. So we just continue with more of the same.
But you know that there's no way that Biden can beat Trump, right?
No, it's not going to happen. There is no fucking way. I mean,
did you ever think, like, as all this shit was happening and, you know, everybody's talking about the divide in America and all that bullshit.
Yeah.
I could not believe, like, they could have brought Michelle Obama back and beat Trump.
Yes.
And this guy that they're bringing is like, it's like they don't want to beat Trump.
That's exactly how I feel. You have to be stupid, like literally stupid, to think that Biden is going to beat Trump. So, and you're throwing all your support behind him. I honestly think that it would have been a close race between Bernie and Trump. It's not going to be close at all between Trump and Biden. Biden's a fucking idiot. People actually had passionate support for Bernie. Nobody has passionate support for Biden. He's just there.
Right. So I don't know a whole lot about this, but I think, like you said, passionate support for Bernie, he would have brought out people that typically you wouldn't expect to vote.
Right.
Whereas Biden is not going to get that.
Not only that, but Biden winning the nomination is going to force the people that would have voted for Bernie to stay home. I think it's going to have the exact opposite effect. It's going to keep people home because they're not people that are passionate about Bernie are not going to vote for Biden. They're just not. And you know, they're not going to vote for Trump. So they're just not going to vote.
Would you have voted for Bernie over Trump?
If I absolutely had to vote between one of those two, yes, I would vote for Bernie over Trump. But
God, I don't think that I would. I hate to admit.
I mean, I don't have to, obviously. You can vote for whoever. I would have probably voted.
So will you vote for Biden?
Oh, God, no.
So will you vote for Trump?
No. I'm voting for myself.
You know,
same thing I did last year or last election.
Jesus Christ, we've been doing this for almost a whole presidency.
That's fucking nuts. I didn't even think about that. Oh, we picked the best one. It's like we planned it out. We picked the best fucking presidency to do a podcast.
Yeah, but then we don't talk about anything that has to do with
presidencies.
Presonomics.
Yeah, very rarely have we mentioned Trump at all.
I think we should only do political speak from here on out.
About Bernie. next week we're throwing our support behind Bernie. Who I was hoping to win or who I would have felt comfortable voting for was Tulsi Gabbard. I would have felt comfortable voting for Tulsi Gabbard, but I knew from the beginning that there was no way she was going to get the nomination.
So. I don't even know what that is.
She's from Hawaii. She's the only one that was actively talking about not being in these wars. Yeah, smash that like button. That's the main issue. We shouldn't be at war for no reason. She was the only one actively talking about it. So, anyone think U.S. should blame China for COVID-19? Yes. Who else's fault would it be? Mexico's?
Are we supposed to blame the Mexicans?
I mean, yes. Yes, I think we should.
Like, to what extent? Like, do you think that they did it on purpose? Like, they said, here's some COVID?
I don't think they did it on, I don't know. I've never looked into it enough to know whether they did it on purpose, but I hope not. But either way, they run these like farmer's market type things with all these animals, and they stack all these animals on top of each other and they let them shit all over each other. And it's just like every animal that should never be in contact with each other, shit, just breeding viruses. It's fucking disgusting. Shouldn't do that.
So this will be like the sixth fucking time now. So it doesn't mean anything, but so Kaya and I are supposed to record Spit Roast this weekend, mm-hmm. a new episode mm-hmm. after 147 days since the last time we recorded.
Uh huh.
But I think we're going to be breaking the virus down.
Are you really? That's good. At least somebody will be doing it some justice because nobody else is talking about it. Oh my God.
It looks like you got outsmarted. That was a bait question to reveal your true color, says Richard. Why?
I think
we've been pretty transparent in what colors we are. Like, we don't need a bait question.
Yeah, I mean, just ask what you want to ask and I'll tell you. I'll probably even fall for your bait anyways. It's funnier that way. what true colors? That's weird.
Aha. Your true colors are red, white, and blue.
America.
All right.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, what do you think? Is it China's fault? 100% Anthony wears too many masks. Oh. Okay.
So keep in mind you're doing an audio, so you got to give reference to what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. There's a comment that says Anthony wear too many masks. Okay. Thanks.
I think what he's saying, Anthony.
What'd you say?
I think what he's saying, Anthony, is on the surface, you come off as a multidimensional character because of the many different variations from which you come forth. Mm-hmm. nobody really knows how you truly feel until he comes in with this tricky, tricky question and you fall for his bait.
All right, here, let's put, anyone think U.S. should blame China for COVID-19? Fuck no, that's racist. How about that? Is that better?
Okay, so if the fucking virus started in Georgia, people would blame Georgia.
Right. Right.
Like, and what's the deal, Georgia?
White people. They would blame white people.
No.
White Americans.
Georgia is not white people.
I don't know. I don't know what got in Georgia. Well, I don't even think it matters if there's white people in Georgia. They would blame white American males. They want to blame them anyways. COVID-19. It's Trump's fault.
I think I seen something that it's like the big breaking news of the day that he's got stake in some pharmaceutical company that owns the vaccine or one of the vaccines.
Really?
Or maybe not the vaccine, but one of the treatment drugs.
Yeah. I don't know. At this point, it's a circus. The whole thing is a circus. Trump could come out today and say, I found a scientist who has cured this, and everybody would be like, that's a lie. That scientist probably kills people. It's probably Dr. Kevorkian. Like, it doesn't matter what he says at this point. He had it right from the beginning. He could kill somebody on whatever avenue he said, and nobody would care. His supporters don't care what he does wrong, and the people that are against him don't care what he does right. None of it matters anymore. It's all just a circus.
Tell Anthony Adventure Time is gay. It's not. Anthony.
Yeah, what's up?
Adventure Time is gay.
Oh, come on.
Oh, use guys.
It's a very well-written, interesting show. It's not gay.
What's in Adventure Time?
It's a cartoon.
Why would somebody tell me to tell you that it's gay?
I don't know.
How would they know?
This thing is from Adventure Time.
It looks gay from here, just from this angle, though.
Yeah, yeah. I rubbed it on my butthole earlier. Is that gay?
On the coffee table?
Yes.
All right. Let's hop over to the after show chat. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Yep. Look forward to seeing you guys next Wednesday.
Yeah.
And talking to you the rest of the month. Don't forget to go to manscaped.com. Promo code Manthong, MANTHONG, or patreon.com/who's right.
And feel the burn. Don't forget that.
Bye.
Bye.
Woke up quick at about noon Wednesday. Who's Right's gonna go live soon. I gotta do some shit before the show begins. I'm a boomer and married, so I have no friends. Opened up the score, damn, they went blind. Millennials posting up hate crimes. Jumped in my Destcher and booted my Mac. With my monster drink ready to attack. I pointed my mouse like it was a weapon. Got called a fucking boomer by someone who's 11. Dropped the middle finger emoji, then replied, you'll be my age one day, enjoy the ride. Then I let the YouTube link play. Discord live show, I seen Manbrain Dave. It was Crumb and Crispy at the top of the list. Then Doug got on a mic, it went something like this. Can anybody hear me? Hello? Anthony says yes, and Boomer Bob types no. Ducks is off, fuck. What's that? While all the fans in Discord call him fat. Avatars light up, who can it be? Who's Right, Podcast Doug and Anthony. They get on the mics and start to say, it's all about making that Patreon pay. Cause the boomers on this pod are always whore. Subscribe and like, or they'll pull your card. Patreon for life, don't you ever quit. Anthony's fucking stupid and don't give a shit.